Now, when we get to chapter 34 here, this is something that will come up before us later, but we have given to us here the fact that the land was given to this nation, but also to each tribe, God gave a particular section of that land. And we also know that each family and each tribe, God gave them a certain portion of the land. Now, that is the way the land was divided. And he put borders around it so that there'd be no way of misunderstanding what it was. God gave to them specifically this land. The Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel, and say unto you, When ye come into the land of Canaan, this is the land that shall fall unto you for an inheritance, even the land of Canaan with the coasts thereof. And then he says, Then your south quarter shall be from the wilderness of Zin. And again, this would be like a geographer's report here of how the borders of the land was laid out. Now in chapter 35, we have already seen that the Lord did not give to the tribe of Levi any part of the land, but gave them certain cities to dwell in that were in all the tribes. Fact of the matter is, the Levites had three cities on the east side of Jordan and three on the west side of Jordan. And these were called cities of refuge. Verse 6, And among the cities which ye shall give unto the Levites, there shall be six cities for refuge, which ye shall appoint for the manslayer, that he may flee thither, and to them ye shall add 40 and two cities. We've already seen something about what a city of refuge was. It was for a man to flee to that he might not be slain by mob action or by some zealous person or some relative that's wrought up emotionally at the time, and that he might have an opportunity to have a fair trial. The cities of refuge, six of them, but God gave to these people, verse 7, so all the cities which ye shall give to the Levites shall be 40, and eight cities, them shall ye give with their suburban areas. Now, these cities are not what you and I think of as cities. Some of them are very small indeed. Now, that brings us to the 36th chapter of the book of Numbers and the last chapter. Now, this is a chapter that speaks of the inheritance. And the land was to pass from father to son, and also here there is to be to the daughters if there are no sons. And then there's the year of Jubilee. No man, you see, could lose his property permanently. Every 50 years, the trumpet of Jubilee was sounded, and all property that had been mortgaged reverted back to the original family that God gave it to. It's a most marvelous arrangement that God made for his people. It's the way he protected them. Verse 13, and this is the last verse. These are the commandments and the judgments which the Lord commanded by the hand of Moses unto the children of Israel in the plains of Moab by Jordan near Jericho. Then this ends the public ministry of Moses. Now in Deuteronomy, we'll have the private ministry of Moses, and it's a very wonderful book, as we shall see later on. But now we go next time to the Gospel of John. Be with us as we enter this very wonderful Gospel.